Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 25th of July. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we answer the question, why are small groups important? Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn again to our Bible reading for this week, Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 10 to 13. Today we're reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return until they have watered the earth, make it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. If you ever decide to join a small group, what would you want from it? It might be support from a bunch of close friends, particularly when you're going through difficulties in life. It might be that you are excited to study God's word with other people, to receive their wisdom and to share what God has been saying to you. It may be that you want some close friends you can be accountable to as you grow in holiness and grace. It might be that you want a safe and warm place where you can introduce friends and neighbours to other Christians and ultimately to God himself. Whatever reason you might have for joining or being in a small group, our boundless God is capable of achieving more than we could ever dream of through meeting together. Small groups were ordained by God to care for and to multiply his followers. Just read through the book of Acts and see how Jesus' followers met together in small groups, devoted to continuing in Jesus' teaching, desperate to pray for each other and those around them. They depended on each other for everything and intentionally lived life together. What was the result? Well, Acts 2, verse 43 says, "A deep sense of holy awe swept over everyone." You should never doubt what a small group can be and do because you know the boundless God behind it. As he says in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, everything he says and does will accomplish what he wants it to. God appointed small groups to care for and multiply his followers. Never doubt what a small group can do with such a boundless God. If you're not yet in one, then join one or start one today. If you are in one, then celebrate it. We can expect God to help us to live in joy and peace as we share together. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use these questions to help you go deeper. What is your attitude to small groups? Does that change when you realize God has appointed them to care for and to multiply his followers? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we look at the exciting vision that God has for church small groups.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.